Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you!
Hi, I'm Emily Blunt. Welcome to the Search for the Silver Lining podcast, which follows the story of a brave young girl as she is magically transported to the mythical realm of King Arthur, Merlin, and the legendary Knights of the Round Table. Filled with action and adventure, Isla embarks on an epic quest through Camelot, where she overcomes many challenges and finds confidence, courage, and friendship along the way. This week, Isla learns that the best gifts are given from the heart. Please join me and tune in as she discovers it's not the size of the gift that matters, but the size of the heart that gives it.
We meet again, young listeners. To Camelot we go, to the land of knights and dragons who roamed there long ago. Today we'll learn the difference between value, worth, and treasure. And that which matters most in life are things we cannot measure. So let's get started. Settle in. We don't want to be late. We're needed back in Camelot, where noble knights await.
Mom, help! I need to get Graeme the perfect birthday gift that proves how much I love her.
Isla, you know she'll love whatever you make her.
What do you mean, make something?
Grammy always appreciates your artwork. Maybe you could make her a bracelet with your new jewelry kit.
That was cute when I was a kid, but I'm older now. I need to buy something that represents how much I love her.
That's ridiculous. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, Mom. I'm going up to my room to think. Make something? Please. As if anyone really wants a bracelet made out of plastic beads. However, a trip back in time to find a gift unlike any other is the perfect solution. Off to Camelot I go. Find a penny, hold it tight, I wish for them with all my might.
Hi there, Isla, back so soon. I knew you'd come this afternoon. The knights await, so come along. While we walk, tell me what's wrong.
Next week is my granny's birthday, and I want to get her something amazing. But I don't have a lot of money. Hey! Can you use your wizardy powers to make her a fancy ring? Maybe with her emerald birthstone?
Of course I could do this for you. There's nothing Merlin cannot do. But if I should and if I will, are questions to be pondered still. She would not want a ring from me. Of this I'm sure we both agree.
I guess so. I'll keep thinking.
Come, your fellow knights are practicing their sword fighting in the fields. King Arthur, Sir Kay, look who's here!
Merlin, Isla, welcome back.
Hi, Arthur. Glad to be back.
Why, hello, Isla.
You know, I've been thinking lately.
A dangerous thing, brother.
Very funny, but hear me out.
There's strange magic afoot. First, a mysterious traveler arrives out of nowhere, and Merlin is not surprised at all. I'm talking about you, Isla.
Me? A mysterious traveler? I like the sound of that.
then a tree in the middle of Lake Avalon starts spouting out riddles, even though she's never spoken a single word to us before. And now there's a dragon in Camelot.
Wait, do you think I have something to do with the dragon showing up in Camelot?
No, of course not. You seemed just as shocked as the rest of us. Unless you're a better actor than me, which is impossible. But the timing of your arrival is a bit suspicious. What say you, Merlin?
Oh, Sir Kay, well thought out. But I must say, life is full of little mysteries. Who's to say what the meaning is?
You. You can say. You're an all-knowing wizard, after all.
Kay, don't annoy Merlin. You know he doesn't interfere like that. Oh, look! Here comes our newest knight, Sir Tom, the blacksmith's son. Please don't challenge him to any races today.
Hello, everyone. I was just on my way to the castle to deliver new swords for all the knights to try. But as you're out here practicing, have a go.
Tom, these look amazing. You made them yourself? This new sword is like night and day compared to my old one. Knight with a K. Because I'm a knight, get it?
Maybe give the jokes a rest, dear brother.
Yes, okay. Anyway, I used a different process for heating and forging these swords. Took a bit longer, but the end result is a much stronger, sharper blade.
Sharp indeed, and lighter too. Let's see what these swords can do.
Knights, gather round! Tom has made some fine new swords!
Tom, what's this sword here? This one wrapped in a cloth separate from the others.
That is for Isla. It's lighter and easier for her to use.
Wow, this sword is so light. And this may sound strange, but it almost feels like this sword is alive. It's humming with some sort of magic or something. Listen, can you hear it?
The energy you speak about is something real, without a doubt. When made with love, these gifts mean more than anything bought in a store.
What's a store?
Oh, did I say store? I meant marketplace, where goods are easy to replace. But a gift that's made, now that's unique. That's the magic of which you speak.
Thank you for this gift, Tom. You have no idea how much it means that you made this for me. I can see how much time and effort you put into this.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, Isla.
You'll have to make me a sword like that one day too, Tom.
It would be my greatest honor, King Arthur. I'll start on that right away.
This sword feels special. I think I hear it speaking to me.
A talking sword? What else is it saying? Can it tell us where Maligant and the dragon are hiding?
Right, Kay. Like this sword can tell us those things.
Please. King Arthur, we are playing in the woods by the Misty Mountains.
You mean the Forbidden Woods?
Yes, Sir Kay. We know we're not supposed to go over there, but...
But you see, our kite blew away, and we followed it to the edge of the woods, where it lodged in a tree.
We went just inside the woods to grab it when we heard chains rattling and heavy breathing.
So we snuck a bit deeper into the forest to see what the sounds were. And we saw...
A dragon. It's true. She's chained up and breathing fire everywhere.
Maligant's dragon.
Dragons are masters of the sky. They must all be free to fly. If she's captive, weak, and chained, her magic will slowly be drained. Maligant must have a plan, for dragons answer to no man. Gather, knights, we must go see what we can do to set her free.
Maybe this sword really did lead us to the dragon.
I don't know how that's possible.
Many things are possible.
My knights, into the Forbidden Woods we must go. Grab your swords and be alert. This could be a trap set by the sinister Maligant. We're getting closer. Her roars are getting louder.
Just around this willow tree.
I think she's hurt. My mom says injured animals are dangerous.
And she's right. You kids stay back. Tom, watch them. This is a job for me and my knights.
Slowly now, edge around the tree.
I'm scared. There she is! She looks like she's in pain.
The chain, it's around her neck.
Sir Kay, look out! She's breathing fire!
Whoa! That was a close one. This dragon is very upset.
She might burn the whole forest to the ground if we don't help free her, and fast.
Could we cut the chains with our swords?
Let me try. The chains are too strong. And at this rate, her dragon fire will melt our armor and new swords if we're not careful.
But look, my sword and shield got hit by the dragon fire, but they're not melting. Why?
Mystifying indeed.
And if she's so powerful, why can't she break through the chains herself?
How do we know this is a girl dragon anyways?
You see the way her colors swirl? That's how you know that she's a girl. The magic chains are probably cursed. I'll try to get the spell reversed.
Merlin, if you reverse the spell and those chains come off, she could eat all of us.
Well, sir, she has excellent hearing. And I'm not going to eat you. I just want to be free. Where is that awful man who chained me up and took the key?
Great dragon, you can speak? I'm Arthur. We're here to help. My knights are trying to figure out how to release you.
Ah, the noble King Arthur. I've heard of you. Your kind once tried to capture dragons and steal our magic. We were forced to flee our homes and travel to the farthest islands in the sea. We have been stuck for a millennium waiting to see if the ancient prophecy would come true.
What is she talking about, Arthur?
I don't know.
Hey, great dragon. I'm Sir Kay, King Arthur's brother. You have nothing to fear from him. He only wants to set you free. What ancient prophecy do you speak of? I've never heard of it, and I've studied all the history books.
You must be Sir Kay, known for his sense of humor. Thinks he knows all there is to know about dragon prophecies.
What's this prophecy you speak of, dragon?
You do not know? Well, I shall tell you. The prophecy is this. One day, many years from now, a traveler will appear. A boy king sits upon the throne, his brilliant wizard near. Together they'll unite the land, bring peace to young and old. There's something silver that they seek, worth more to them than gold. And when this future comes to pass, the dragons will be freed. Where others failed for centuries, a girl knight will succeed. So you see, when you took the throne, we knew the time had come to return to Camelot.
Huh? Did she say a girl knight?
Wait a second. I'm gonna say it. A perfectly flowing rhyme about a brilliant wizard? Does anyone else think Merlin himself wrote this prophecy?
Sir Kay, you are indeed correct. I did pen this prophecy, which came to me in a vision from the fates. The time has come for dragons and men to work together to bring peace to the land.
That is what we want, dear wizard. But you have one who stands in the way of this peace. One who wants to spread chaos and fear. He stole my dragon egg. This is how he was able to capture me in the first place. Dragon offspring are very, very rare.
This is why we're here to rescue you, great dragon. Tell us what to do to free you.
My name is Onyx, girl knight, and these chains are cursed. They cannot be broken. You need to find the one with the key.
Maligant? Ugh.
Yes, his heart is full of hate, and his mind is clouded with anger. I am scared of what he will do with the dragon egg he stole from me. If it hatches, my offspring will be under his control.
Instead of waiting for the key, I know a way to set you free. Tom, the blacksmith's son, has made an enchanted sword. The blade was made with love and care. The magic in it is truly rare. Isla, you must wield this sword, and the dragon's faith can be restored.
Me? Wielding this sword? Shouldn't King Arthur be the one to save the day?
Tom made that sword for you, Isla. It's speaking to you. It is yours alone to wield. You can do it.
Are you sure? What do I need to do now? Just cut through the chains?
Yes, you know just what to do. May your strike be strong and true.
Isla, it worked! Cut the chains by her neck, too.
She's free!
You did it!
Yay!
Thank you for freeing me, Girl Knight. The prophecy was right. A Girl Knight brought about my freedom. I must return to Dragon Island to let the others know and continue the search for my dragon egg. Will you let us reclaim our home in the Misty Mountains? I pledge my loyalty to you and will defend you against all enemies.
An island full of dragons?
Thank you, Onyx, Great Dragon. You have my word that you'll have safe passage anywhere in Camelot. The Misty Mountains shall be your home once again. My knights and I will also help you search for the egg. Fly safe, my friend.
Goodbye, Onyx.
Thank you all for restoring my hope in humans. See you soon.
Bye, dragon.
Goodbye, children.
Before you go, how about a dragon ride back to the castle?
Ha! Goodbye, Sir Kay. You certainly are a funny one.
Wait, I wasn't joking. It's a long ride back.
Merlin, it's very curious how the swords and shields Tom made didn't melt in the dragon fire. And the sword he made for Isla could cut through the enchanted chain. How is that possible?
I don't know how that's possible, King Arthur. I don't have any magic.
Hey, what's this symbol on the handle, Tom?
Oh, just an idea I had. I dipped the flower from Lake Avalon, where I met you, in silver, and welded it to the handle. The dryad said it would bring good luck, so I hoped it might bless the sword.
Tom, you put so much thought and craftsmanship into this sword. It feels so special knowing that you made this just for me, and I was the one to wield it and free the dragon.
You're welcome, Isla.
Tom, I personally want to commission you to make another sword just for me. A sword to commemorate our shared experience of freeing a dragon after a millennium's absence. A sword infused with magic and strength. A sword that captures the triumph of our victory and our friendship.
Yes, that is a good idea. It will be a sword of the highest caliber.
Highest caliber? What does that mean?
It means most excellent, King Arthur. A most excellent sword.
Yes. And that is what I shall call the sword Tom delivers me. Excalibur.
I'll get started on that right away, my king.
Now, dear Isla, it is time for you to return home.
What? Already? Okay. It's been such an exciting day. Goodbye, Arthur. Goodbye, knights.
Until next time. So long, Isla.
So, Isla, have you solved the problem you arrived with here today?
Yes. Seeing Tom make something from his heart created a special kind of magic I haven't seen in a while. I'm ready to go home. Back in not a minute to lose. I have to get started on my gift idea for Grammy. Happy birthday, Grammy. Here's your gift. I hope you like it.
Isla, what a beautiful painting of Cheyenne playing by a lake. It looks just like her.
I know how much you miss her. We all do. She was the sweetest dog ever.
Cheyenne would have loved to run in that grass and jump in the lake. Is that a real place you painted from memory?
It's Lake Avalon. I guess you could say I painted it from memory.
Well, thank you for this priceless gift, Isla. I will treasure it forever.
And so the time has come again for dragons to live among the men. King Arthur works to heal that rift, and with it comes a treasured gift. For something given from the heart is like a priceless work of art. But an enemy who's on the loose could break this fragile dragon truce. Before there's peace throughout the land, the knights will have to make a stand. And even though our time is through, the silver lining waits for you.
I'm Liam Neeson. Thank you for joining our young heroine on her search for the silver lining. Isla had to make some difficult choices in this episode, but she also learned some valuable lessons along the way. Now, imagine yourself on this journey. Would you make the same choices she did? Or would you choose differently? What do you think the lesson was in this week's episode? Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week for more magical adventures in our search for the silver lining.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.